this party's a bore. Accompany me to the laboratory and I'll show you my latest creation.
That would be lovely.
Igor, how's the monster coming along?
The storm approaches, Master. It's time. It's time.
Excellent.
Main power to maximum. Biogenic generator engaged. Raise the monster.
Yes, yes.
It's time for the...
Oh my God, we're back. It's a brand new month. February 1, 2007. 007. This is going to be a big show today. A really big show.
A hot show.
Well, it's been a while since we were here, so we need to... Got a lot of things to cover.
So much to cover.
I did want to mention a couple of things. A couple of hellos.
Hey,
and a couple of notes. A little update.
There.
Well, yeah. New record for the month
on the one place
that we do get... Well, yeah. Way up. We had about a 15% increase over our previous record, which was in November.
Well, it has something to do with all those donations that have been coming in.
The donations. Somebody was telling me that
we
wanted to call the... We're going to call ourselves the Donuts.
probably Will Hammond.
Yeah.
That was Will, right? Anyway, we probably won't see a record in February because February is a short month. January is 3 days longer than February, so... Anyway, we're looking forward to it. I say that with
Take
some
that
measure
of personal challenge.
Yeah, personal challenge. Exactly right.
So thanks for the visits.
That's great. And don't forget to hit the donation button. That's right. Because we need the money. We need to, for our hiatus out of the country.
The word.
That's right. Now, let me just say hello to our usual Murfreesboro all the time hitting us. UK, good. Topanga, California. Who do we know out there? All the time. We got a new island, Mauritius, which is where? That's off of Madagascar.
Just off of Madagascar.
United Arab Emirates, of course.
UAE.
I guess the UAE.
Well, that's the king of Jordan signing in or something.
No. And Jordan
it could be
isn't
Queen Noor.
Yeah.
No, that's Jordan.
Oh, right. We knew that.
UAE is a postage stamp.
Well,
okay. Ireland, we had hits from Ireland.
Uh-huh.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa comes in all the time. Who's that? Is that not a K-man? Is he? No.
No?
I don't know. Japan.
Irashaimase.
That's it. Good. We had Japan. We've been getting some fairly regular hits from Ontario, and I'm guessing that's our friend Stefan Molyneux from Free Domain Radio.
Yeah.
He's had some really good podcasts recently.
Yeah, according to the Hanger Dogs.
And the Hanger Dogs liked him, too. Yeah, mm-hmm. We turned them on. But he's... You know, he does this in his car, a one-shot deal, and it's...
And the most important thing you have to do is, yes, I'll have a large coffee and a hash browns, yes. Yes, and the most important thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. The weather seems to be a little dry today.
Hey, get out of my way, you wanker!
That's right. That's Australian beauty. Anyway, we got a really nice note from Patty, mm-hmm. who sends us GAO reports.
Down in Ocala. Right.
Hey, listen, Patty... I'm not going to read it. 96 pages? I don't think so, you know.
It'll be available on our website.
Oh, my God.
You need to summarize, send us the thing.
Yeah, right. It was a typical GAO thing. It was garbage. It was a report
on... GAO stands for what? Garbage?
Don't go into too much now. Okay. We got to keep going on.
No. Okay, and then the only other thing I wanted to say was we got a song from one of our...
Yes,
listeners.
Thank you. Yeah, keep the songs coming. We like
it. Yeah, no, it was for... He wanted to use it for light notes, our light notes.
I'll roll this time. Okay, take a little vote.
Who was that? It was David.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Was it David?
Jack says yes.
I can't say the last name.
No, I know, but it was David, it was first name,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Here's the list.
Hussein.
Here's the list of stuff that we're going to try and talk about. We might not get through it all.
His address is...
Yeah, that's right.
Social security.
Here is the...
All right, so...
And if you happen to have a GPS locator, here are the exact latitude and longitude.
That's right.
So you aim the missile. Okay.
Big list.
In no particular order. Well, it's big print.
I got three pages.
Technology, interesting, coming along. New surveillance systems hitting the road. We talked a little bit about last time about the 3,000 license plates that the cops could do in Vancouver. There's more. A slight update on that. Venezuela, Chavez, Hugo. Hugo is taking over.
Hugo.
And I got a few words to say about that. The scientists, like yesterday, are gathering in Paris, I think it is, to finalize the climate report. We're doomed, okay? James Brown, not dead.
Ow!
Not dead yet. Dead but not forgotten. Dead but not buried.
Dead, still hanging around, though.
Getting ready
for his next show.
That's right. Next show, that's right. There is
hardest working man in the afterlife.
Still the hardest. That's right.
I might say stiffest, man.
When he says, it's the godfather of soul, and his soul is actually doing the work now.
Right.
He's the god soul of soul. Okay, good. There was a little problem in one of the schools about pornography. I wanted to mention that. Well, let me tell you. Counselor Curtis is going to weigh in on a bunch of this stuff today, because a lot of this stuff that we've got, again, has to do with the lockdown. Legal things going. I'm going along the DCF here, the local DCF. Hard to believe that they are a little bit of a Nazi.
Department of Children and Families.
That's right. Department of Children and Families. The police, and I forget where it is. I think it's up in New York. Have spent $140 million on a radio system. And guess what? Not being used. Okay, we're going to talk about that. Mayors. A big meeting of a lot of mayors. And they want to, surprise, surprise, crack down on illegal guns. Experts see there are two health things. One has to do with the Bush health proposal, and another one I want to talk about because it dovetails a little bit with what we talked about one time as far as Walmart. Maryland, for some reason, has got up their butt that they want to control everybody in Maryland. I grew up there. So that's exactly right. Spitzer unveils a $120.6 billion budget proposal. Here in Florida, it's like $50 billion or something. The FDA, more news about the FDA. They are taking.
They're taking care of us.
They're taking care of us. That's right.
Yeah, took care of me.
And of course, one of the big deals is which we all love is the Boston hoax.
Yeah, We got a solid 30 minutes on that.
Okay, good. Okay, good. And then there's some more information on copyright stuff that our counselor is a big dumb bug on that. Illinois decides they're going to sell off their lottery. And
privatize the state lottery.
Yeah, exactly. But let me tell you, after a fashion, let me tell you, as usual, government problems, government solutions and government problems, and they just keep on going.
And there's
going
to be
the last thing I've got on my list, although we may have some other stuff, light notes and so forth. Age of Spiritual Machines update. The researchers have developed a thought-controlled wheelchair. So that's important.
Which is nice.
All right, so we got a guest here today.
I want a thought-controlled death ray, man.
That's what I want. Well, you know, it's like, remember that Clint Eastwood movie where they flew the plane?
Yeah, that's the first gen. I want to be able to think somebody just explodes and have them explode.
No, that's you don't want to be God. Oh, the other thing I did want to mention here locally in Florida is how Charlie Crist.
The
small government, little tiny government, Republican. Keep the government out of your life. And this guy has done a 180-degree about face. I knew it was going to happen. The guy is a tyrant.
Jimmy Colby.
Yeah. He jumped up.
Go back and listen to the tapes.
He did the same thing that Hugo's doing. I'm telling you, it's only he would if he could get away with it.
Go back and listen to the old tapes. Jimmy called it here.
I did. I called it there. So anyway.
Hey, who we got here? Jimmy didn't even. We have
DJ Laura.
That's right. We got DJ Laura.
Hi.
She's gonna.
Oh, she waved at the microphone. This is good.
She's a chatterbox.
Did everybody hear that wave?
That's right.
That's the rush of wind.
You gotta wave a lot louder than that.
Yeah, it's a rush of wind went by the microphone.
Right. And if you're new to the show, Laura actually talks a lot, but we edit most of what she says out.
Yeah, right. So that's a six-hour show.
Right.
Before.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
She's such a blabbermouth. Okay.
All right. So who's running the board over there?
I'm sorry.
Right now, I'm just trying to sort out my notes from what's not going to be in order anyway, so I don't even know why I'm doing it. So.
That's why we have an editor.
That's right.
So anyway, the deal is we have Engineer Eric, of course. Hi. Yeah.
Hey.
And Counselor Curtis.
Hello.
And the Jack Rhodes Show is also here.
Jack Rhodes.
That's right. So
we're overlapping with the
Jack Rhodes Show, overlapping with the Jimmy Doan Show. That's right.
Intermingled.
Of course, Jimmy Doan is here.
That's right. Jimmy is here. That's right.
In case you were confused.
And it's raining.
It's pouring.
It's pouring down rain, but it has warmed up, and we're in good shape here in Florida. We love it.
Hey, so remember February 1st, 2007, here we are. Don't forget, you can listen to us on WIRN online. You can
yeah, they run several shows a night in case you just like feel like tuning in.
ZTLK?
No, I don't know if we're going to. I think they're defunct.
I think they're.
What?
I think we're not going to do that anymore.
Yeah. I think
are
they
we
went
not going to do it because they're not there?
I think we're going to do it because it's like you guys want to like do things at different times and blah blah blah.
Okay, well we appreciate logistics. All that. We appreciate the times
we were on.
Play.
It was good.
Thank
well,
you.
They
for
may
having
they may still roll
you.
Us. They may still roll us on the.
Really
yeah,
like
yeah, they
it.
Will.
Yeah, they will.
Yes. Well, of course, people can always go to the website and download us. And we're on iTunes.
And
we're on iTunes.
And an internet connection.
Yeah, and all that.
Laura, why don't you tell everybody how to spell Jimmy Doan? Just in case there are new listeners out there, so you can get to jimmydoan.com.
And the MySpace thing. Tell them about that.
www.jimmydoan.com.
Look at that. She did it perfectly.
There we go. Perfect.
MySpace, right? Jimmy's hip. Jimmy is hip. The young generation.
I got friends too on MySpace.
Hey, is Jenna Jameson your friend yet? She's my friend on MySpace.
Who's
Jenna Jameson? Oh, that's right. You guess you're old. She's a porn star, a really cute one.
No, but I could tell you who I do have an autograph from. Of course, it's Jessica Hahn.
Yes, absolutely. Well, maybe she'll be your friend on MySpace, too.
Like she can friend this, I'll tell you.
So, hey, so Jimmy Doan, on MySpace.
It's actually under the Jimmy Doan Show.
Excellent.
This is great.
So thank you, Laura.
Look under the, and we're there.
Yeah, that's right.
We come screaming to the front.
If you search Google on the
number one.
We pop right up. That's right. That's the search word. No, we are, of course, still number one. If you look for
Libertarian Podcast.
Yeah. It's amazing. If you look for Jimmy Doan Show, we're number one on that, too.
Hard to believe.
So anyway, the next thing I want to talk about is
you got some keyword strike on Webstat. It was like, Jimmy gets high or something. Or it was some freaky thing.
Was libertarian.
Yeah. No, the deal is, there is
that's your picture.
Place that we go to that actually...
Web-stat.com?
No, not web-stat. Of course, that's great. They do a lot of stuff, and we get a lot of information from them. No, I meant the people that we...
A+?
No. Are you going to keep guessing, or do you want me
Bill
to...
Bill Gates? Paul Allen?
No.
Steve Jobs?
No.
Pamela Anderson?
No.
Tom Cruise?
No. I'm talking...
Warmer?
I'm talking about a website.
Stephen Hawking?
Glory hole.
I think it's Hawking.
Oh. Okay.
Hawking.
Maybe Hawking.
Okay, this is.
I think it'd be cool to have Stephen Hawking's cruise around like a big pink ride.
Have we hit the digression music?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, we skied totally.
No,
off
I was going to tell you there is a website that takes our show and goes through the audio and
Podzinger.
Picks out. And that, is it Podzinger?
Podzinger.
They take they recorded what do you call it, translate it to text,
right?
And then pull out the keywords. And that's why
it's like an OCR, but it's like an ACR.
So do we end up sounding like Alvin and the Chipmunks? Or?
I don't know.
Well, actually, we did on Podcast Pickle. That's pretty dang funny.
What happened?
Because they have a Flash player. For MP3s, and in Flash Player, you have to have it actually recorded at 128 kilobits per second at 44.
And of course, we don't do that.
No, we record at 128, but don't you slow it down to 64?
We posted it at 32 kilobits per second at 22 kilohertz. So if you go to a Flash Player, it plays it back at whatever bit rate. It's
like taking your 45 record and putting it on 78.
Right. It is kind of funny, though. It's like the intro is... It does sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks, mad scientist style.
Good.
Hey, now I'm going to have to listen.
I'm in.
It's cool. Yeah, check Podcast Pickle. Go check it out.
All right, so we got lots to talk about, and I'm anxious to get to some of it.
Yeah, okay,
so
good.
Let's start the list.
Start with your stuff, Jack.
No.
Okay,
we'll run down the list, but we got.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit about Hugo, and the reason is that Hugo has decided to take
Chavez.
The reason I'm talking about this, I think I might have mentioned this on one of the shows before. There's the Jack, what's his face from the Blast the Right. He's the commie guy and actually he's pretty popular. A lot of people like him, but he had a podcast I think about 6 months ago where he was hailing the initial. Installation of Hugo down there and saying, boy, now you guys here in the United States are
going to see
what a guy can do, how the poor people in
are going to work it out.
Are going to work it out, and my God, they're going to believe me. This is, you think you got it here. You know, the tyrants here in the United States, Bush lied, people died, and Hugo is going to make
Utopia.
Yes, that's right. Utopia.
He's the Venezuelan socialist.
Well, he's no, he's it's even worse than that. Anyway, the thing that you have to remember is, as Lord Acton said, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so what the deal is that Hugo has taken, has been elected or said that he has decree powers for 18 months.
Yeah, he's passing a so-called mother law through the little Congress there.
Yeah, that everybody loves him. And, of course, a lot of the people are out there as...
It's kind of like yo mama.
Well, the point is...
But he called it the mother law.
Well, the point is that, there are several things in this article that I like. This, I forget whether it comes from AP or not, but he's going to rule by decree for 18 months, and then he says, and then he's going to let it go. Then we'll have an election. Okay, I want you to mark your calendars, okay? Today is February 1st. I want you to mark your calendars, and I'm thinking it's July 1st, 2008. I want everybody out here, mark your calendars and see if there isn't 1,000% inflation, a complete totalitarian system, and people being thrown, basically being thrown in jail or disappearing in 18 months. That is my prediction.
That's science fiction mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, I don't think so. That is what's going to happen. Trust me on this. And the economy will be in the tank. 18 months. That's my prediction. And I'll play 10-1 odds. Okay.
10-1.
10-1 odds. I'm going to give you.
So if somebody pledges one piece of junk, you're willing to wager 10 of your pieces of junk.
And I've got a lot of junk. I was going to put a landfill special on eBay.
They're going to have to reshape the U.S. map. Montana's going to bow out if somebody there wins.
That's right. So anyway, I can tell you that it is a joke. It is so funny. What I do find interesting, there's a headline in this article, down in the middle of this article, it says, a step toward tyranny, question mark. And I'm thinking,
question mark.
This is a question. Hello?
This is a question.
Wait a minute. He's ruling by decree.
Right.
Do you think it's a step toward... It is tyranny.
He just didn't have a dictionary close to it.
I guess,
exactly. When he wrote the article, so he just didn't want to, you know...
Yeah,
question mark.
The opposition accuses Chavez of being a tyrant in the making. Sounds like he's already made. Taking a slow-burning approach to following Cuban leader Fidel Castro. Chavez argues he will always tolerate opposition and will step down if he loses an election. Okay, I've highlighted that, and I want you all to mentally star that sentence,
you know,
because it will not happen.
I'm glad I went to Venezuela once, because now I don't have to go back.
Yeah. I went when I was 15 years old.
Well, no, let me tell you, the whole it is going to collapse.
Even with all their oil money and everything.
Yeah, it will. That is the only thing that's going to save their ass. You know, you talk about their oil money, and everybody's worried about Venezuela. I've always said, if we want oil independence, we should invade and take over Norway.
Why is that?
Well, all that oil. They have tons of oil out there.
Oh, they do?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? That's what they're living on. Do you think that
in the
even,
middle of the North Sea?
They have tons of North Sea.
They wouldn't
sea.
Put up much of a fight either.
No.
I mean, I love our Norwegian fans.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? They greet us with those hot, leggy blondes.
Yeah. When we take them over, make sure you take them over in the summertime, which is, I think, a Wednesday sometime. In July, there's a...
It's up to 75.
No, it does. Where it does, momentarily.
8 a.m. I mean, on Wednesday to about 5 p.m.
That's right. You do understand that it's the land... The daylight is like 22 hours long. So what you do is you parachute at about, I would say, probably somewhere around... If you parachute in about 3 a.m., mm-hmm. that's when the sun comes up.
Right.
And you've got until about 1 a.m. the next day to kick the shit out of them.
Right.
And how hard can that be
in
the summertime?
They got lots of time to stay inside and listen to the Jimmy Doan show.
And as well they should. And I would say state number 51. Right. And we got all the oil. I mean, that's really cool.
Hey, and that way, if all this global warming stuff comes to pass, we'll have a nice...
We got a place to go.
Exactly.
No,
vacation spot.
Win-win.
No, this is totally win. I'm telling you, this is... I would not monkey around.
Jimmy.
The fact is... Look,
Jimmy
this,
in 08,
there's like
baby.
7 million of them, okay? We're over there fighting the Iraqis. There's 38 million of them, and they're armed.
Right.
Look, the Norwegians, forget it.
Right.
We can walk in there with...
They're armed with vodka.
No. They are armed with Brandy.
Oh, Brandy, okay.
Yeah, it's Brandveen.
Brandveen.
It's like it's Aquavit.
Okay.
That's what they have is Aquavit over there. I can tell you.
I
know my personal
experience. It takes a little bit to get used to. But
we're a little off of Hugo, I know.
No, it's the same thing. It's all about oil. The key here is
only,
it's all
20,
about
26
oil.
Countries away.
Hey, I figured it out. That question mark after the word tyranny is there because I didn't know if he had spelled it correctly.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. That could be.
Now, I can tell you this. You've got... Hugo here has already made one decree. And, of course, the decree thing is straight out of the Road to Serfdom.
Oh.
As soon as they get somebody, as soon as they have real problems, they put somebody in power and give them a whole bunch of power. But the cultural revolution has already been ordered by Hugo.
Is that right?
Yes. He started cultural socialism, and what it is all the radio stations and TV stations and all those broadcasters are now required that 50% of their programming has to be local Venezuelan.
It's the fairness doctrine.
It is. Well, and yeah, so what's happening right now is they'll have a radio station, a pop station will be playing Madonna, and then they'll cut it off, and they'll play some local Venezuelan guitar or something, and then they'll go back to the Madonna or the Doors or whatever else it is.
Okay. That's interesting, because they had the same rule in France for a while. I know that they did the same thing. But French, we've known that for... France is... We've known about that about France. They've got, of course, the language police over there, too, that do that sort of thing. But, no, to bring your point is well taken, and that, of course, Hugo is essentially, you know, he's like an Indian. I mean, he's not really, he's not Spanish, or I think he's an Indian.
Is he?
Okay. He's like a native.
Okay.
And so I'm surprised that the music is not, you know, bongo drums and...
Well, it is. I mean, it is the...
It's not the... It's not Malagueña. Well, that's Spanish, of course, but it's... I don't know what it is.
It's probably a mix of all of that, but the point is that it all originates out of Venezuela, and it's not what the popular programming would demand in any sort of remotely free market.
Uh-huh. And, of course, that's going away. But I love this. The thing that is interesting, it says your opposition politician and newspaper editor, Teodoro Petkov, sounds Russian, wrote in Wednesday's Tal Qual, which is almost, I forget what the Tal Qual, I don't know what, the enabling law is designed to consolidate and reinforce the autocracy that has been developing for 8 years. And Hernandez of the Venezuelan Communist Party rebuffed such charges. Okay, what do you expect? My point is that it's interesting that they still have an opposite. Prediction number two. Teodoro Petkov will be in jail. He's going to jail.
Yeah,
he's either going to be, he's going to either, his place, either he's going to be.
Here?
No, you know, that's right. He's going to jail. He might as well just get used to it.
Here's one more prediction, too.
Hey, look, we just lost one listener.
That 18-month decree power will be extended.
Oh, I already said that. I mean, elections will not be held, and they will be permanent. He will be decree for life person. Now, there is a caveat. They do have a history of sometimes, now he's got all the oil in the world to back him up, so he can hire as many Secret Service agents or Swiss guards or whatever he wants, mercenaries.
I'm predicting, a coup?
Yes.
A coup. I predict.
They do coups down there.
Yeah. Every now and then.
No. See, no. You see,
we're not talking any not bird calling.
No, not
we're
that.
We're talking large guns.
Yeah, that
breaking,
they do have.
Down.
But again, I don't know where it come from, because he's got a ton of money.
He's really worked himself in a good spot.
He'll get old.
Like Fidel was going to get old too. 40 years. Exactly. He's finally getting ready to croak.
But he is. He's getting older, right? You know.
But Hugo is only like 45 or something. He could be in there another 40 years.
Yeah. No, he'll age in spiritual machines. He'll be totally biologically replaced with silicon in 40 years.
And he will be Venezuelan ruler for life until the oil runs out.
Until the oil runs out,
and then it'll another silicon.
Until nanobots come and get
it. Nanobots, that's right. Yes!
Party to the oil.
It'll be like, oh, you know a movie that was filmed?
Little tiny nanobots, little U.S. flags on them.
No. One of the great movies of the world was called... don't tell me now. Wait a minute. It was about the killer ants that took over.
Tron.
No, it wasn't Tron. And it wasn't.
There was a Simpsons with killer ants that took over.
I'm going to tell you, it was a really fabulous movie. It's from the 50s or 60s. And it was called, and I'll remember.
The Nanobots.
Marabunta. Marabunta. Marabunta are the ants that come in. They clear vast square, hundreds of square miles. And I think it was down there in Venezuela, this thing, and there was a great movie, and I'll remember the name of it sometime and post it on, or I won't.
Okay.
But it was.
We'll edit that part.
No, but that's listen to me. Shut up.
Listen to
me.
The man.
They will be nanoized, those ants.
Nanoized.
Right.
They'll be nanoized, and they'll take over Hugo.
Right.
So I rest my case.
Okay.
Moving along.
Good point.
If you start to see Hugo look like a giant ant.
No. If you see him.
Made up of lots of tiny ants.
If you start to see him look like a clean skeleton.
Yeah. Right. That still moves and dances in discourse.
That's Hugo, man. He gives us so much material for the show. We will be talking about him soon. I can predict.
Well, either that
or
he'd be dead.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be still be talking.
No, I think that he's going to hold on. He's got $48 billion a year to hang on to.
That's the whole point. He's got the money behind him, and he's got the military.
He's got more money than the drug
guns. He's got the military.
Guns. Yeah. I mean, and he doesn't have a big, like in Colombia, you could have all the money in the world, but except the drug cartel also has all the money.
But I mean, he's got drugs and oil.
Right.
I mean, he's way ahead of Castro.
I say.
Castro's just like a small meat puppet compared
to this dude.
He's
way ahead of Colombia, too.
You know, yeah, exactly. He's ready to go. Yeah. Castro's ready to rock. I mean, Hugo's ready
to
rock.
He's ready to be under a rock.
Hugo.
I don't know.
I'm talking about Castro.
All right.
I think he's going to probably rule the world in the next 20 years.
I talked about Castro. Castro is going to be under a rock soon.
Oh, yeah, Castro? No problem, man.
Okay, moving along.
Cue the pinched off music.
Yeah, pinched off. Done. The next thing I have here is scientists gather in Paris to finalize the climate report.
Oh, it's global warming? Is this
what
you're talking
about?
Unfortunately, I forgot to print the article out. I'm going to have to do this a little bit from memory. But there seems to be some, even among the screaming, the world is doomed crowd, there seems to be some discussion and some, the reason they haven't put their whole report out yet is because of the
craze that's going to...
No, what do you call it? The fight that is between the people that say the Earth is doomed anyway, doesn't matter, 8.5 degrees in the next 10 years, and the other people say, no, 3.5.6789, Avogadro's number between now and the next 300 years. Yeah, pi degrees, whatever the hell it is. Yeah.
And then you got a couple of members going, the Earth is not flat, nor will it explode soon.
So anyway, they're having a problem, and the only thing I can come up with, they're all convinced that without immediate action, like tomorrow morning,
we're doomed, mind you,
it's the end of the world. And I think this is great.
This is amazing.
Well, what I'm wondering is...
Run to your nearest
gas
station and fill up.
Yeah, fill up, right. Well, let me tell
you. Fill up that Humvee, baby.
I'm not sure I'd be filling up with gas if it's going to get that hot.
Sunburned, burning.
Well, no. The beauty of it is they do have
Norway. Yes! Yes,
that's what I'm saying. Norway is going to be the new southern paradise.
Something. That's it. Exactly.
That's it.
Right.
Perfect.
Right.
I'm telling you,
everything dovetails into Norway.
It just does. Hey, look. Canada's only got 30 million people. We take them over.
Hey, we got people on the inside of Norway too.
That's right.
They can start laying the groundwork.
We have some partisans.
Exactly. We have all the donuts
over there.
That's right.
We need just one or two donuts in the Norway.
That's it. Well, not only that,
as long as we're doing, we link up
through Greenland.
Right.
Which will be green.
Right.
Ah,
again.
Again. And then we have the Northwest Passage is opening up. You know that.
Right.
So you could be sailed through across the top of Canada and bomb the shit out of them.
Right.
We take over. We are empire builders.
Exactly.
That's what we've done,
what we do. We kick ass.
That's right. Well, I don't understand why we're wasting our time on people that actually fight back.
Yeah.
See, that's stupid.
And for what? A bunch of sand?
Well, they do have some oil.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. They got some oil over there. But I'm saying it would be so much easier to grab up Norway's.
Yeah. I'm all with you, man.
Rocket.
They're using that sand to build new real estate in Dubai or whatever. You saw that, right?
Oh, yeah. They're building giant things in
pumping
Dubai.
Pumping the sand out.
Michael Jackson's new home.
Are you telling me they're dredging? They're making land?
Oh, my God. You have no idea. They have created three man-made super islands in the shape of palm
whole
trees.
Cities.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Well, one's in a palm tree. The one's going to be in the shape of the world.
Yes.
Of a globe.
Of the entire Earth.
You'll be able to live
and
in
they've already sold off
or different
like
islands.
Half of it.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's big bucks, I'll bet.
Oh,
rich people live there.
Super rich. Well, it's to maximize the coast, they've broken up...
Well, let me tell you, it's interesting you should mention this. I'm wondering...
The environmentalists love it.
I'll bet. No, well, you think about it. Jimmy is just old enough to know.
Until
August of 1970, It was, if you look at the aerial shot of Florida, right. It looks like centipedes all over the state because they were dredging and filling out. I mean, Grandma lives on one of the little
figures. They did this in Boston, I think, and probably, you know, they did this in
they did it everywhere.
No,
Virginia,
but I mean, they especially did it in Florida. Let me tell you something.
Chicago was a swamp. Yeah, I mean, every place.
Well, so was Washington, D.C.
Washington,
still
D.C.
is.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
It still is a cesspool.
Corruption.
Got a lot of words.
Literally, until they figured out how to build skyscrapers and large buildings on floating bases, Chicago was a pig town.
What about Amsterdam?
Well, what we need to do is we need to figure out a way to reliquify Washington so it all sinks back in.
I'd say we get some magma.
Magma
will do it.
Nicely.
All right, let me say
something about the scientist thing here.
Right.
What's happened is they predicted about a week ago that there was going to be this report that was going to come out, which was going to portend the end of the Earth by 2100, basically.
Right.
Inches of feet of water raising, temperature rising by several degrees.
Right.
And then they got together in a room and they said, maybe it's not going to be that bad. And now what's happening is every political person and their brother is in there trying to get the information slanted their way.
Right.
I mean, it looks like the election in Florida did after 2000
with
everybody descending down here to say whether the hanging Chad was hanging or dimpled or whatever. And it's all going to be whether this report took into this modeling or that modeling and whether the ice shelf broke off by itself and when it'll refreeze or whatever it is.
Glaciers the glaciers disappearing in the Alps and in Greenland. But then that's weighed off by the fact that they have had monster snowfall pile up in
Denver.
In Antarctica, where it doesn't go away because it's a desert down there, actually. And so the deal is, what's going to happen? And it's BS. I mean, modeling, they have no clue.
No, and the thing is that these reports get so huge. I mean, even if you quote-unquote were right, you can't convince anybody of it, so you're basically wasting your entire time.
It reminds me, I mean, it's like when they had the movies about the asteroids hitting the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was a movie?
The Final Destination.
That was a documentary.
That was a documentary, right. It was a documentary. I'll bet you a lot of people wouldn't have believed it until they actually saw the thing sailing across the sky.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I was shocked that a lot of people didn't believe that asteroid hits planets till Shoemaker Levy 9 smashed into Jupiter.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I just never thought that, you know, it would be like that. And I'm like,
everybody was really surprised about what it did, though. I mean, the explosion.
The explosion was the size of the Earth.
And it was from a rock about the size of Maryland or something.
Right.
And it was just unbelievable.
All life on Earth could get wiped out. If you were looking from the Earth, from the moon, and you had something that it would be like the size of a grain of sand. And if, I mean, like 6 miles across and...
Yeah, no, you wouldn't be able to see it with the naked eye. If you had 20 power binoculars, you would not be able to see it.
Not be able to see it on the moon.
Until the explosion.
Right.
And then, guess what?
Then Earth changes the color.
That's right. Everything. It sweeps across.
It goes from a bright blue bottle red marble.
It was a big, pretty red.
But the Levy-Reichman thing or whatever, that was a Spielberg movie, right?
Oh, what?
Spielberg movie. That wasn't really true, was it?
No, it was all fake. They faked it.
All right.
Moving along. So the fact is that basically it's a socialist thing, and I don't know if they're going to do it. The Congress, of course, here when they came out with the Kyoto thing, which is dead, I guess, 99-0, they voted not to ratify it. So Senate has to ratify those treaties, and they said no. And of course, neither Clinton nor Bush has brought it up. So the United States, hopefully, is out of the woods. Although, interestingly enough, the states, for some reason, feel, and even here in Gainesville. Gainesville thinks that they can have some effect on global warming. They've decided
to think globally, act locally.
That's right. Well, that's right. They think locally, whatever.
Yeah, and they come by here with guns and they say, "Jimmy, you need to act more locally."
That's about it. No, but they have to put a new power plant out here, I guess, because everybody runs their air conditioners in the summertime. Surprise. And the deal is that they were trying to make it coal burning, but they want to reduce the amount of CO2 by, you know, 20%. Now,
what are you gonna do? Make it mattress burning?
I don't know. Well, they were actually, believe it or not, they were talking about old tires. No, that for the cement plant, they were at any rate. But the deal is, my point is this, that if they didn't build the plant, if they shut down Gainesville, it wouldn't even show in a rounding error.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking, idiots.
Right.
You know, don't. Well, they said we're doing
put the pedal down, people. Well, we need our damn AC.
As we've said several times,
the market will figure it out.
A, the market will figure it out, and the B, the global stuff is going to take so long that it's going to give the market so much opportunity to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean it's not even like a hurricane. It's certainly not like an earthquake. I mean, we're talking about something that's literally years and years
decades.
And matter what, I think the worst, the most apoplectic. No, what is it? What is the word I'm looking for? Apoplectic.
Apocalyptic.
Right. Says, you know, year 2050 or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. Fine. You know, screw them.
You'll be nanobots by then.
I will either that or I'll be worm meat.
Yeah.
Either way. So.
The age of the spiritual machines, folks.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Weep it.
Yeah. The thing is that these people, it's so amazing to me how many of them pray to God. That can't do anything for them, that misses them all, and they don't have faith in the free market, which provides them with everything.
Right.
I mean, the fact that they're all over there in Paris munching down on whatever it is over there that they have no idea how it got there. When you think about the thousands of tons of food that has to flow in and everything else has to flow into Paris every day, and they have no idea how the market provides that. It's like God does.
Isn't that a food czar over there?
No, there isn't. I probably wish they were. Anything else on that?
Nope.
I'm done. Do you want to talk at all about James Brown?
Well, James, I don't know, for those that don't know, you know, James died, we all know he died Christmas Day.
Yeah.
For those that know, I'll reiterate, it's February 1st.
Right.
And James is yet to see the dark of the ground.
Right. So he's in a casket.
He's in a casket.
He's on tour.
He's on tour.
I'm telling you, he's still on tour.
He's got a small backup band.
Right.
And he, you know, he's...
His act's about the same.
Yeah.
No. His act's way better.
Let me tell you, there's some fight about where he's going to be. They don't know where he's going to be buried. How is he going to be cremated? Is he going to be buried?
Well, there's a dispute on the will. Yeah, I mean, he made it pretty clear in his will what he wanted to have done, and they're saying, well, we're throwing it out. They didn't. The kids, I think, are throwing the they want the will
probably
nullified.
Probably because it was written in crayon.
You can't get all those supermodels to be buried with you.
No. Yes. And they have to agree to die.
Right. The pyramids were built 3,000 years ago. We're not sure how to do that again.
I just hope it's a cold room that James is hanging out in. Because by now, it's probably getting a little stuffy in that room.
And the Sphinx, we didn't want to replace that with James Brown face. Yeah, the Egyptian authorities were a little upset about that.
You think he's getting a little ripe, do you?
Ripe.
I would say schlacked or something.
I would say, certainly on where are the places they have the president's heads?
Rushmore,
yeah. We could put it, you know, sold
it.
Well, they do want to have the thing in Kentucky, right? It wants to open up the James Brown, like Dollywood or something, only it's going to be Soulwood or Soul...
Dolly. Mountain land.
All right, so we'll find out what happens. So,
yeah, we'll keep you up on that.
But, you know, in all seriousness, you know, James, he was a heck of a character.
Oh, nice, no question. Okay, moving along. The thing that I... A small item before I get into some of the big stuff here that I want to talk about. Typical of the school system.
I love this
headline is, License Lapse Lets Porn Onto School PC. Now, what happened? Exactly. A teacher, this is really good. A teacher faces up to 40 years in prison. In part because the license.
Male or female?
It's a girl.
It's a girl.
Anyway, because the license on the web filtering software at her school had lapsed, according to published reports. As a result, pop-ups that appeared in the classroom PC also included pornographic images.
Ooh. Yeah, baby.
And of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I forget.
The fifth grade is going crazy.
Well, let me tell you something.
I want to be in her class.
Yeah, let me just tell you. It's not like the fifth graders hadn't seen this stuff a million times. It's not like they don't already have it on PlayStation 3.
Oh,
you know, that's
God.
Laura takes her clothes off. Laura, God love you. But I mean, Tombstone Laura takes her...
Laura Croft,
whatever. You know, doing it, whatever. You know, and you know, Duke Nukem, Dick's Duke, or something like that. I don't know. Car jerk off something. You know, I mean, they've got the games on PlayStation.
Right.
It's not like they haven't seen it. 40 years in jail. Hello.
So basically, she forgot to renew her subscription.
No, it wasn't her. The school.
Her
subscription. The school had a firewall. Apparently, they had to pay a something or another.
Right.
And because it lapsed. You know, her computer was on, and you know how pop-up windows came on her browser, whatever it was.
You click to accept the license agreement, which is 40 million pages long, that you're never going to read.
Right. No, I never have understood that.
Except.
And I think that, you know, hey, counselor, what about those?
I'll tell you what that is. It's because what they've done is they've got to this point of where they feel like the way to protect people is with information, is to make some sort of mandatory disclosure. And you have people sign waivers and such, and what's happened is these things have ballooned into these incredible pieces of information, like the one when you hear the car commercial and the guy comes out the end and says, tax type title not included, is it 43 APR, 43,
sign your life away, sign your life away.
Exactly. And all that information is mandatory disclosing, and so they do it as fast as
possible.
Well,
not only that, they have, even on, it's interesting because so often it's in the little tiny type that just flashes.
Right.
For like one screen scan on the bottom of the TV screen. You know, boom.
And then
results will not happen to you. Not typical at all. And you will not lose anyway. Click, boom, gone.
This commercial is total BS.
That's right. These are not real people. There's a model and you won't lose a pound.
And so cost is twice as much as we told
them. That's right. That's right.
And the acceptance agreements are the same thing.
Plus shipping and handling. It's $9.95 plus shipping and handling. $428 plus tax. Twice.
And so it's really a ridiculous situation that they've got us all into with this. And then they can hold people to account for whatever they've clicked, you know.
My point is this. Here's the thing. Apparently, I mean, I'm guessing this is the way this went. The teacher, you know, she went away from her desk or whatever, fifth graders, whatever. Then suddenly this stuff starts, as you know.
I know what you're thinking, but I don't think that's the way it happened.
You don't? Okay, what do you think happened? She looked for it.
Yeah, I'm guessing that what she was doing is she was browsing through her normal browser, probably going to normal websites as she normally goes to.
Right.
And it was just at school. And she thought that the thing was on and was going to keep those pop-ups from popping up.
Right.
And they didn't. And so she had some hand in it, I'm guessing, because otherwise I would hope that this would get thrown out because there's really no intent here if it just popped up on her computer. But as we've seen in recent months, you don't have to have much intent or any at all.
None. Zero.
To be charged with a crime and convicted of.
And you wonder if there isn't, it reminds me a little bit of there was a Boston Legal thing on that addressed this kind of thing where the teacher... they have a no peanuts in the school thing, and of course all the parents have been taught this, and everybody's been taught. In fact, there's even an IP or whatever that needle is that you can give the anaphylactic shock.
Right.
And what happened was that some kid brought a bite-sized peanut in his lunch to school and gave it to the kid that was allergic to peanuts. She didn't know about it. 30 kids in the class, and the kid died. You know, she was like talking on the cell phone or something for 10 seconds until the kid, you know, thrashed around on the road. But this was this is fiction. But the point is, they brought her up on all kinds of charges. We're going to send her to jail forever. When she got off, because the jury said, well, you know, it's whatever. The point is, that's the kind of stuff that's expected. I mean, you look at this and you think, what the heck's going on here?
I wouldn't be surprised if she had no other part in it than bringing her computer there. And they
I'm guessing it was the school's computer in the classroom.
Maybe so.
Because the school would have been the one that was supposed to sign the blanket firewall agreement. That's the impression that I got. I don't have the full article in front of me, but
how old is this woman? You said it was a woman?
Yeah.
How old is she wearing?
She's been teaching. I think she said she's been teaching 7 years. I think it said she'd been teaching 7 years. Maybe no, it's more than that.
I mean, she got.
And so are they
going
to fire her now or something or what?
Pardon me. Well, I don't know. She's been relieved, but I mean, the point is, 40 years. This is a joke. It is beyond a joke to think that this even would be. This is the kind of thing that a prosecutor, I guess. Well, listen, lady, you could plea out. Yeah,
for 20 years.
For probation or a year and a $10,000 fine.
And admit to fondling some kids.
Admit to doing something like that. And, I mean, it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable that this could happen, that this would even come up.
Right.
Yes, exactly right. So anyway, what this shows you is, again, another horrible aspect of the government-run school system. This is the kind of thing that happens when you're running in a totalitarian society, and they get you on something as trivial, as absolutely trivial as this, and to make an example of this lady, apparently, and to think that somebody would write a law. It reminds me a little bit of the copyright laws here. When you see your DVD or whatever it is, it says, if you copy this, you're liable for 5 years in jail and a $250,000 fine. I'm thinking, whoa, wait a minute. I mean, I understand you don't want me to show it to 50,000 people in the Super Bowl, but can you imagine that if something were to happen? It reminds me a little bit of the sodomy laws that used to be in Georgia. If something were to happen I wouldn't do it, but let's say I copied one of these things and somebody found out about it. And the next thing you know, the prosecutor says, well, you're looking at 10 years and $250,000. whoa, hello, wait a minute.
Well, of course, you can copy it for your own use.
I got to stop you.
It's a personal use exception.
So how did you bring in the sodomy laws on that one, Jim?
Because
I got to call you on
okay,
that.
I'm going to, here's the deal.
Because that's the second time in the last year that for some reason you've brought in an obscure, you know.
There was.
Sodomy laws in Georgia.
I want to know how they caught them, okay. Is what it boils down to.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That was, and in fact, when the Supreme Court ruled on it, they said the bedroom is the private place, and they threw it out. There was a law. It still is, I guess, in Georgia.
All right, so it's a play on. Okay, I understand. Very good. All right. So speaking of that, let's get into the DCF.
Okay.
Speaking of you,
dovetails into the Department of
the Department of Children and
Department of Corruption and
Fondling or whatever. I don't know. This is West Palm. We have
the destroyer of families and children.
We're talking about this abused girl. An appeals court declined Wednesday to reconsider its decision.
Yeah, $26.8 million. Apparently what happened is somebody...
You need restitution.
They're giving that to the family of this abused girl.
Because abused. DCF didn't do their job.
DCF wasn't taking good enough care of her.
Well, didn't prevent the abuse. And the judgment against DCF, which is us, the taxpayer, of course, 26 points. That's right. That's us who actually pays some taxes here.
Yeah, and what happened here was they made a report to DCF that the child was in some kind of danger.
Right.
And DCF didn't do enough, according to this court.
Right.
And therefore, they're liable.
But how did they get $26 million?
Well, because what's happened is, not too long ago, about a decade ago, they passed a statute. I got to check on this. It might be, I'm pretty sure it's a statute. And what it says is that DCF has the ultimate responsibility for all kids in the state of Florida.
Jesus.
And that's really
you know what that means? Ultimate responsibility means ultimate control.
Right.
That means brown shirts, goose stepping.
Right.
Sing out of my house! Be taking care of your children!
Yeah.
They belong to the state!
Out of the womb? Great, we will not take them to the prenatal
government.
Well,
they already
government.
Do that.
No, they do it already. That's what they love about the Head Start.
As soon as they bust the mom and dad, or either one of them for smoking crack, they're the
or
kids,
pot.
First thing they do, the kids...
Oh, no, anything.
Pot, anything.
No,
kids
unfit.
Go.
Unfit.
Gone.
Yeah.
And, taking your kids.
And so, basically what this ruling means is that any time... that a child is abused in the state of Florida, the taxpayers are potentially liable.
Right. And that, of course, brings up another... $26 million. I mean, this is...
If DCF was warned about it, then...
But, I mean, it's got to be a hell of an attorney that got $26 million out of taxpayers and that people went along with
it. Well, he gets 90%, so he was fighting real hard, right?
Well, you get to stand up there with an abused child and argue, look at the abused child.
But I'm just $26 million. That's what the Panthers get paid in this state, for God's sakes. And they have a lot of people standing for that.
Well, it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
he's like Krusty in that Simpsons where he's like auctioning, trying to get more money.
Hey, now I got you. I got you. I got nothing here. I got you. I'm standing at zero. Anybody want to go higher than zero? I got zero right now. Okay, over there, no zero. I got nada. I got zero. I got zero. Nothing. Hey.
I got muskies. He is so funny.
So just to remind everybody, $26.8 million of your money.
Well, not the guy from Mauritius or anybody like that, or girl, whoever it is, I don't even know. That brought up a great segue that I forgot.
Wow!
Oh, crap, I forgot!
Wow, that is incredible. Let's use that as like our promo clip. Just that was awesome.
Police woman.
I mean, that is insight. It's unbelievable. I'm awestruck.
Well, I've got
as always. I'm speechless as always.
Yeah,
dumbfounded.
I don't think so.
I can't think of anything to say.
I love this.
About how incredible.
He's taken 400 words to not say anything.
I just don't know what to say.
It reminds me of the term papers I used to do in high school. They
and then
write 500 words on so and so. My intro, not saying anything. Well, there's sort of, it was 500 words.
Right.
That was great. That's it. So what's next?
Let's talk about the police. They got their new radio.
This was in New York.
Right.
This was, again, typical government type stuff. I love this. For more than 10 years, the Metropolitan Transit Authority has been working a way to correct a major hindrance in police work in the subway system. Obviously, it's interesting because they always seem to work just fine, except when you have to have them work fine. In the movies.
So there's no way for the people in the subway to communicate with officers.
Yeah, with the cell phones don't work. So they're trying to put little cell towers in all the subways, I guess, so that they can...
So that was $140 million.
$140 million completed the installation citywide, but it's not turned on. Why? it doesn't work.
Oh, well. Then maybe they need another 140 million.
That's exactly what they
said. They need to change it from channel from CB channel 32 to 33.
That's it. Well, I don't know what it is, but I thought this was... This was typical of a government thing. The IRS did the same thing. The FAA has done the same thing. The FAA, as you well know, still uses tubes. And they're wondering why they can't keep up with the increase in traffic. And they want to have more money. That's another story that we can talk about. But the IRS also put together a $7 billion system that is not functioning correctly, and they have no idea.
Well, they got to.
I don't care if theirs doesn't.
No, I understand that. No, you again.
Spend another $7 billion.
I would have made sure that the I'd pay him $7 billion not to go away.
Right.
Well, I mean, I would
have spent $7 billion on a virus.
I can imagine what would have happened if I'd been a chip designer.
Oh my God! You could have been a Jimmy backdoor on there somewhere.
Imagine,
it'd look like the Grand Canyon be so wide.
No, it'd be great. It'd be.
Well, what's the password? Was Stephen? Or what was it? What was the password?
Joshua.
Yeah,
that's right. Into the Whopper.
Yeah. The Whopper.
What? Well, this is a crock.
No, but I mean, it's just your the thing about it that I love about it.
So are
this,
they planning on fixing it, or?
They want some more money, and of course they're going to try. It's like the big dig in Boston.
Wait a second. I know what the problem is. Problem is you got to let go of the button to be able to hear.
That's true.
And you push in the button and touch.
No, I'm sure they already know that. I've seen
them. And then let go of the button.
The problem is it just doesn't.
We might want to email them. Yes. We might want to Eric, can you get on that email then?
Well, actually,
I can draw a schematic in AutoCAD and put it up on the
website.
Button to talk.
Mm-hmm.
They also might be forgetting to push the button to talk.
They could.
Well, that's true,
we're
too.
We're dealing with the MTA.
It's a two-step process.
No, but this is NYPD, maybe doing it, right?
No, they're good.
They're good.
No, I think what they need to do is pull the cup a little closer to them and tighten up the cord.
That's right. Tighten up the string.
It like doesn't we need to get work.
Well, one of the reasons it doesn't work is because they're eating donuts. And
Not anymore.
That's right. They're taking them.
Black market donuts.
They've
all gone underground, and that's where the radio station is.
Let me tell you, this is within New York. There's $140 million that was spent. And along the same lines, I'm going to dovetail into this, and then we're going to take a break, is Spitzer unveils $120.6 billion budget. Now, one of the things I thought was interesting, and Charlie Crist is doing the same thing here in Florida. And here's a classical mathematical problem. Here's this. Albany, New York. Now, this is $120 billion, and they had $140 million, which is like 1%. It's one-tenth of 1%. That doesn't work. So, you know, that's not even hardly a rounding error. So that's fine. Governor Elliot Spitzer proposed this $120 billion budget today that would increase spending by 6.3% over the current fiscal year, a higher spending increase than many expected. But one that allows the new governor to pay for his major campaign promises, including billions of dollars of property tax cuts and new education aid. Now, this is the question that I've got. It's a mathematical question. He's going to cut taxes and raise spending. Okay, where does the money come from?
What he's going to do is he's going to cleverly rework the system and get more out of it is what he's going to do. This is what they always tout. They always say, well, what we'll do is... We're going to get some better management into this system, and we're going to save $120 billion.
Well, what they need to do, they need to cut the taxes, but they're going to raise the fees.
I understand that. But my point is that people, they're doing this here in Florida. Right. Charlie Crist, who has absolutely gone bonkers, I don't know, he's just gone, you know, insane with his...
Flippity-flop.
And he's what he wants to do is...
Get the MoDoc.
This is a typical, exact, right down the party line... government problem that they created, and now their solution is another problem, and it keeps on building higher and higher, like an inverted pyramid. It just gets worse and worse until the whole thing comes crashing down. Here in Florida, they want to cut property taxes, but the budget is going to go up. So the question is, where's the money coming from? It comes from taxes. You can sit there and scream this with apologies or bowing to Stephen Molyneux, who pointed this out to me, and I should have realized it being a math major, that if it doesn't matter what you say, if you say, I'm cutting the taxes on the rich, the poor, the in-between, who knows what, but and then you go and you look and see what the budget is, and the budget went up 10%, I'm sorry, taxes didn't get cut, because the only place that the government gets the money from is from us. And you can call it a fee, you can call it a user, whatever.
See, what's going to happen is when they cut the taxes down, what's going to happen is more people are going to use those services and bring in more revenue for the government.
Could be. I mean, I don't think so. But, I mean, they're going to get the money one way or the other. The point is that they could cut property taxes to zero. And if the budget goes up, you have to ask yourself, where? Because the states don't have one thing that the feds do, and that is the ability to print money. So they have to get it from their subjects, from the helots, from the serfs, from the slaves, from the people who serve them. The, you know, the workers, the worker bees. That's right. They have to extract it from their hide one way or the other. So you can sit there and say, we have no sales tax and we have no property tax. But by the way, our budget is $120.6 billion. And so
it's coming from
it's coming. Doesn't matter. It's right hand, left hand. You can't do it mathematically. And they're trying to do this, pull the same stunt here in Florida. They want to make sure your homestead exemption is portable, or your, I'm sorry, not your homestead exemption. They want to double that. They want the counties to be able to double that. And here they're already screaming about the, they've lost $12 million. No chance that they're going to cut the budget out of a $300 million budget. Any chance they cut $12 million? No. They would send the fire department home and the police department home before they would cut $12 million out of the budget here. I mean, that's what they always threaten us with. They right. say, oh, well, that is collapse, anarchy.
Right. Well, that first $12 million comes right off the top of the fire department.
That's right. Your houses will burn to the ground and we don't care.
That's right.
If you don't care enough to send us to make sure that
for sale,
that's right. If you don't care enough to send us the extra toy, it's extortion. It's extortion. And what's amazing about it is they can collect it by force. I mean, it's not like it's voluntary. They can sit there and just raise the taxes tomorrow if they want to. They can just sit there and say, oh, I'm sorry, it's an extra 0.1 mils. That's our $12 million. And if you don't want to pay, you get shot. So it's, I mean, seriously, that's
yeah,
the ultimate.
Yeah, okay. All right, are we going to take a break?
Let's take a break.
Yeah, baby. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Jimmy Doan.
Sitting in a park in Paris, France, reading the news and it sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. All the California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss the sunset peak. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan, California, I'm coming home. And the streets are full of strangers, all the news on your read just give you the blues, just give you the blues. So I bought me a ticket, I caught a plane to Spain. To a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. And I'm going home to California. California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am? Strung out on another man, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full. all the strangers, all the news at home. You read more about the war and the bloody changes. Oh, will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am?
Thank you for listening to Part 1 of the February 1st, 2007 Jimmy Doan Podcast. Stay tuned for Part 2.